USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Video was released Friday of the beating that led to the death of Tyre Nichols.
It starts with cops surrounding his car and throwing him to the ground. Nichols, who is black, died in the hospital days after a January 7th traffic stop involving now former police officers. The officers, who are also black, have since been charged with his murder. The footage is being released by the police on YouTube. I'm Dave Collins.
Protests were taking place Friday night in opposition to the treatment of Nichols in several cities, including Boston, New York, and in Memphis, where Interstate 55 was blocked.
Cops don't care where people die. Protect them, sir.
That's a lie.
President Biden says he's outraged by the release of what he saw in the video. In a statement released after the video became public, Biden said he was outraged and deeply pained to see the video and the beating that resulted in Nichols' death. Martin Luther King III said he was deeply disturbed by the videos. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp's move to activate 1,000 National Guard troops amid violent protests in Atlanta was met with criticism on Reddit. Atlanta police arrested at least six people after a peaceful protest last weekend turned violent, Mayor Andre Dickens said. Rioters also set off fireworks and threw rocks at the Atlanta Police Foundation, Fox 5 Atlanta reported. A Chula Vista man is sentenced for blowing up ATM machines in San Diego County. 50-year-old Chad Engel pleaded guilty and faces 11 years in prison. He set off explosions at two ATMs in 2017, one at a California Coast Credit Union and one at a gas station in Miramar. Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel, who won her fourth term on Friday, told Fox News that she won't go after a fifth term. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At least seven people are dead after an attack at a Jerusalem synagogue. Reports say a Palestinian gunman entered the temple and fired at worshippers who were gathered for Friday night prayers. At least five others were injured in the incident. Israeli media reports children are among the five people who were killed. The shooter was killed at the scene, and it's believed he acted alone. A woman who survived the deadly mass shooting in Southern California is speaking out. The woman told KTLA her dance partner bravely shielded her from the bullets, and it cost him his life. 11 people were killed when the gunman opened fire at a dance hall following Lunar New Year celebrating. Engineers in China have an inventive way to use light to move large-scale objects.
Chinese scientists have developed the first-ever tractor beam that is strong enough to move large-scale objects. In their experiments, they demonstrated that it is possible to use flexible light manipulation on macroscopic objects by controlling the interactions between the light, object, and the thing that you're trying to grab. It should be noted the experiments were conducted in a highly controlled lab that had a rare gaseous environment with a lower pressure than Earth's natural atmosphere. I'm Lance Pry.
The White House is releasing numbers on the student loan forgiveness program. The data shows over 2 million people applied in California, but only about 1.5 million were approved after the lawsuit. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.